The crackle of gunfire drifted to the ears of Matt Bodine and Sam Two Wolves as they rode across the prairie. They sat up straighter in their saddles as they reined their mounts to a halt. Matt glanced at Sam.
Now that sounds interesting.
Matt Bodine was somewhere between 25 and 30 years of age, a handsome, muscular young man with dark brown hair under his pushed-back Stetson. Sam Two Wolves was about the same age and almost could have been cut from the same cloth. His hair was darker, as black as a raven's wing, as were his eyes, black to Bodine's blue. His deeply tanned skin bore a faint coppery hue that Matt's did not, and he carried only one walnut-butted Colt holstered on his hip, compared to the pair of six guns sported by his blood brother, Matt. They were Onihomahon, friends of the wolf, brothers of the wolf, some said. Brothers of the gun, definitely.
Could turn around and ride the other way, you know.
Yeah, we could, but you don't really want to, do you?
You'd never let me hear the end of it if we did.
Probably not.
They raced toward a tree-dotted ridge. More shooting came from the other side of the rise, both handguns and rifles enough for a small-scale war. Matt and Sam surged up the ridge and topped the crest. Below them on the stagecoach road, a wagon with a canvas cover over the back careened along the trail. Dust boiled up from the flying wheels and the hooves of the six-horse team pulling the wagon. Gray smoke spurted from under the canvas cover. Powder smoke. Nearly a dozen men on horseback gave chase to the wagon, firing after it with revolvers as they galloped along the road. Hunched over on the wagon seat and sawing at the reins was a woman. Her long, curly red hair streamed out behind her. Matt and Sam took in the scene at a glance. Any men who would sling lead at a woman were mean SOBs in the Blood Brothers book. Matt yanked his Winchester from its saddle sheath and sent his stallion plunging down the slope. Sam followed suit. Matt guided his horse with his knees as he jacked around into the chamber. Smoothly, he brought the Winchester to his shoulder. Sam's first shot creased the arm of another man, sending his gun flying from nerveless fingers. Gripping the reins tightly with his other hand, Sam wheeled his horse.
Look out!
Several of the gunmen slowed their pursuit of the wagon and turned to pepper the slope with bullets as Matt and Sam raced down the hill. One of the men was driven backward off his horse by another .44-40 round from Matt's Winchester that smashed into his chest. He was dead before he hit the ground. A bullet tore Sam's shirt and scraped along his ribs. He levered his rifle and fired again. Halfway down the slope, Matt slid the Winchester back in its sheath and veered his stallion to the left, chasing the men still after the wagon. Yeah! Cutting down the slope at an angle, Matt intercepted the riders. His pair of six guns fairly leaped into his hands as he opened fire on the pursuers. Bullets plucked at the sleeves and the sides of Matt's buckskin shirt. Another gunman toppled off his horse as one of Matt's bullets punched through his body. That left only one man, and he whirled his horse around to flee. Matt snapped a shot at him, but missed. The rider rode through some trees and disappeared from sight. Matt let him go. The team pulling the wagon was out of control. The horses leaned against their harness and raced madly along the road, never slowing, even when the trail curved. As Matt rode after the vehicle, he saw the wagon lean perilously to the side, almost to the point of tipping over, before the wheels on the high side slammed back to earth. At this point, either the wagon would roll over or an axle would crack. Matt leaned closer to his horse's neck.
Come on, big fella!
The wagon was moving fast, but the big gray stallion had speed and sand to spare. Matt drew closer and closer to the wagon. The dust billowing up from its wheels made it difficult for him to see into the vehicle, but he spotted some movement.
Damn it! Hold your fire! I'm trying to help you!
It was no use. Whoever was in the wagon couldn't hear him over the thunder of hooves and the rattle of wheels. Luckily for him, the riflemen inside the wagon weren't very accurate in their aim. Only a few yards from the careening wagon, Matt guided the stallion to the left side of the trail so they could pass. As they drew even with the back of it, he glanced over and saw a woman crouched just inside the tailgate with a rifle in her hands. Matt ducked. As Matt came up beside the driver's seat, he saw why the team was out of control. The red-headed woman was slumped to one side on the seat, either unconscious or dead. The reins had slipped out of her hands and fallen so that they now trailed loosely underneath the wagon. Matt knew he wouldn't be able to reach them. He urged his stallion up next to the left-hand leader. Matt kicked his feet out of the stirrups and launched himself into the air. As he landed on the horse's back, he grabbed for the harness, desperately fighting to keep from sliding off and under the slashing hooves of the team. As Matt got his balance and steadied himself, he pulled back as hard as he could on the harness.
Whoa! Hold there! Whoa!
Gradually, Matt brought the horses to a halt.